CKUT.ca on the internet. Streaming audio, archive shows, and information.
CKUT.
This is a story, ladies and gentlemen, about two lovely white women traveling all the way to Africa, 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 found themselves deep in the heart of the Baluba in the Congo, in the hands of my big brother, Umba. Had it been me, I would have taken them back to their husband, but brother was hungry.
More.
We want more.
What about you, huh? It really makes this. It's not yet too late. We could break down the barriers of hate. You should love.
Please don't stop, no. The woman and things began to draw closer. Hush, baby. I like how you're scratching me back. Hush. That's the doggies, of course, asking the young lady to scratch his back and just hush and scratch the back. Open with the mighty sparrow with his lying self, talking about he never eat a white meat yet. Sparrow. Anyhow, and of course, in the middle of it, the same one, Mr. Jamo, love thy neighbor, and doggies at the end. The reason for this is because something has happened in the beautiful island of Grenada, and I like to acknowledge and let people understand what is happening, because people tend to think because they live here in North America, it doesn't affect them. But Grenada has changed government leader. So I invited the prominent Grenadians here in the city to come in and sit with us and chat a little bit. But before we do, we just want to talk a little bit to Ms. Gemma Rayburn-Baines about what's happening that's coming up shortly. And then we will get into what's happening in Grenada. Good afternoon to you, Gemma. How are you doing?
Not bad, Stretch. Not bad. Doing well.
Doing well?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that's. And you?
I'm here hanging in there, my dear. I kind of shook the cold, and that is good.
That's so great.
It's wonderful. That cold was something else. Anyway, first, let's just talk, and then we'll get back to it a little later. What is Gemma doing, planning this weekend, next weekend, or whatever weekend? Because there's something happening, folks.
Oh, yeah, there's lots happening. Lots happening. It's the Spice Island Cultural Festival. We're back outdoors, and we're ready to lime again, Montreal. It's going to be fabulous. We're also excited to be back outdoors, and we want to see everybody. And from the turnout we had yesterday at the Blocco at Green's Restaurant,
we're going to talk about that.
An indication that people are ready. People are ready to go out.
Yes, people want to go out. People want to go out. Yes.
So people were out enjoying themselves, enjoying the music, enjoying the food. It was absolutely wonderful, and I want to thank everybody who came out yesterday. It gave us inspiration that July 9th will be a hit.
All right. Where is this taking place July 9th?
July 9th, we are going to be at Vinette Park, our old home, stomping ground.
Old stomping ground.
In Little Burgundy.
Yes,
in Little Burgundy. The Black community has a lot of history in Little Burgundy. You know, we have the first Black church, Union United Church there. We had the Negro Community Center there. You know, there's quite a lot for the Black community. Like, I remember when we first came to Canada in the early 1960s, that's where a lot of people from the Caribbean hung out at the Negro Community Center in Little Burgundy.
You know, and not cutting across, a lot of that came from the railroad, because the porters and so forth were all from the Caribbean. And they would, this is where they would hang out, Little Burgundy.
Yes, exactly. So it was really, it's really home to us.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us who came here in the 60s and 70s, we all grew up there. I took tap dancing there.
What?
You know, Oliver Jones played piano there. So it's really a historical venue for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we are back there outdoors on July the 9th. We open from 1 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night. We're going late this year. We intend to have a good time. We've got some live performances from Grenada, Calypsonians, like King Scholar. He's going to be coming up.
Right.
We have Ledneck, who's also just waiting on his visa. He's a real soca artist, and he's going to be here with us in Montreal on July 9th. There's Kenny C., whom we all know. He lives in Toronto. He can't wait to be here. along with two other Grenadian Calypsonians, King Moses and Bonafide. There's Jab Jab Orchestra. We got a whole contingent of Montrealers. Jab Jab Orchestra, Salapan,
the
Caribbean Voices, West Can Dancers. I mean, entertainment will start at 1 o'clock when the park opens. And every 15 minutes, there's going to be a new act on stage because we've got about 13, 14 acts. And our big closure at the park is going to be the performance from the Montreal Compliment Circus. So festival goers will enjoy astonishing aerials and mind-blowing performances by the most talented circus performers in Montreal.
Hold on, Gemma. You're always shocking me. Circus performance?
Circus performance, compliments of the city of Montreal.
Wow.
Yes, and also Montreal Compliment and the Tohu Group. So they joined with us this year. They're having their festival inside our festival. So we're going to give them the time from, I think they're from 9 till 10, and we're going to leave you all in awe. It's going to be a great finish to a wonderful day.
Thank you. Gemma, yeah. Girl, I got to take off the old Jamaican hat to you. You're doing the best at all times. So we can look forward to that. Yes, well, you know, you put your heart into it, whatever you're doing, and that's one of the things I admire about you. And my good friend won't call no name, but he knows who he is. You work at what you're doing. All right, one last time you can tell me what's happening next week quickly, and then we'll jump into what is happening in Grenada, because I see some...
I know you're so anxious to hear because of your boy, your favorite guy.
Yeah, I like him. You know? I like him. I ain't gonna lie.
So, well, okay, on Friday we're opening... it's a special invitation to the media to meet all the entertainers and performers that are coming from Grenada. So we have like a meet and greet on the Friday afternoon, evening. And then on Saturday, the festival starts at 1 till 10, as I said, at Vinette Park. And on Sunday, we're going to be at Green's Restaurant, Inside and Out. We're having an oil-dung cook-off with six chefs, three of them coming directly from Grenada. So, you know, you're going to get some authentic oil-dung, and that is going to be starting at around 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 9 o'clock at night. It's going to be outdoors. You're going to see Chef Belinda, who's coming from, she's an executive chef from Grenada. She's going to be cooking right on the spot. And then we have Chef Lennox Antoine from Ottawa. He's coming down. He's going to be making red, yellow, and green roti skins right on the spot. So it's going to be fantastic. This one, you have to buy your tickets for this one because we have to limit the amount of people who we know want to come and have the special oil down. So the price is $30. It's open for everybody. You can get your tickets at Green's Restaurant or at eventbrite.com online. So this is something happening. And Saturday night after the park, like you don't have enough of the park, we have an after party happening at Green's Restaurant with a Grenadian DJ. DJ Hyper Prince is coming, and he's going to be really, really making it happen at Green's Restaurant for the after party. And that's produced and presented by Island Nation Entertainment. So, you know, we got a lot happening.
Lots happening.
Our website. Check it out.
All right. I just got a text here from Mary. She said she ordered food from Green's last night, and the food... was splendiferous. So she's saying, maybe I will be there Saturday night. So look out for Mary, because she said that she told me the food was excellent.
The food is always excellent at Green's.
Good. Yeah. Well, they had some pigtail. What?
Oh yeah, yesterday we had barbecue pigtail. Yeah, don't you miss that? That was good.
You could have saved a piece of me, no, man. The two we live on the West Island. At least put peace in your purse, no, and walk with it for me, your friend. Stretch.
I'm lucky I got one piece. That pigtail went.
I would imagine.
There's a lot of pigs running around without tails today. Let me tell you.
Ah, Lord. Folks, in case you're just joining us, we locked on to CKUT 90.3 FM. And I am talking to Ms. Gemma Rayburn Baines. And we are on the Zoom for a little while. And then I am doing the Zoom because I've been, I wouldn't say pestered, but I've been asked quite a lot, when is the Zoom coming back? But, you know, I was thinking, what I tell them, I said, during the summertime, it's hard. People are outside. So as soon as it starts getting chilly, we'll be Zooming regularly. So you'll get to see all who you want. If you want to get on right now, you can get on. The numbers are 856-8407-247. No. And passcode is 550902 if you want to come on and say something. So, Gemma, we're going to welcome the doggies is there. Jewel Jones.
The doggies is in the house.
And
of course, Miss Jewel Jones.
Jewel Jones is there. Good evening to you, folks. How you all doing?
Hello, Stretch. Good evening. It's very good to be here with you, man.
Yeah, man. Same here, doggies.
Long time.
Long time. I hear you reach and switch and gone back to Grenada.
I went and I came again, man.
Yeah, boy. You can't leave this town here too long. So, listen. I know you can't answer that question, but my friend, he lost his premiership. What happened there?
Boy, I was in Grenada just before the, when they just warming up, when they call the election, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have a very good friend down there who works with the parliamentary representative in my area.
Right.
And I'd ask him if they did a whole lot of canvassing, because my opinion was that if you are the incumbent and you call an election, you would have known how strong you are with your constituents, you know?
Right, right.
They had registration, and right after the call, there was only a 24-hour period more left for registration.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought maybe there was a, but I don't know, you know, all in all, Stretch, I believe, is a movement with the youth.
Mm.
Yes, I believe it's a movement of the young people. That's what I believe.
I think so, too. I honestly feel in that way right now. And mm-hmm. As soon as they call an election in Jamaica, that's the way it's going to go. They're going to get rid of
it. Because remember, the NNP was in power now for like about almost 10 years, the last session, right?
Hold on a minute, doggies. Please close your mic, whosoever is talking there. Could you close your mic and don't move around the mic?
I think so too.
I'm not hearing you clearly at all, doggies.
Yvonne, can you mute yourself, please?
All of you mute yourself and leave the doggies mic on.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, I'm hearing you now.
Okay.
All right.
I was saying that I believe is a shift with the youth,
mm-hmm.
because the government was in power. The last turn they make it was going close to 10 years, you know? So if you look at it from the perspective of youth who was 10, 15, 16 at the time, the 25, 26, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And with a younger group of individuals, representatives, I think that's where the movement come. I think that's where the shift come.
You know, I'm sure as a lot of people woke up the other morning, it was a shock to them because he didn't lose by much.
No.
So, you know, something, change is good at times. You know what I mean? So we wish them luck. And pronounce the guy's name for me because I'm pronouncing it all kind of way. And Dicton?
Deacon Mitchell.
Deacon.
Yeah, Deacon Mitchell.
Yes.
Yeah.
New premier.
But you know, Stretch, these things happen. And I tell you something too. The change, you know, change is the everything is in constant motion, man. Life is in constant motion, right? We could never resist change.
True.
For me, I say I will give them all the best opportunity and hope that they could match up to the task that they ask to put them in, you know?
Right, right.
You ask to do a task, and I would give them the benefit of the doubt right now, and I will give them my support because it's Grenada when you break it down.
You're all one. Yeah.
If you look at the population of the vote and you look at the split of the vote, it's almost 50-50.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
So it's just we get together now and try to build a nation. That's what I see.
Right.
You know? And what can we do?
You can't do anything but build your nation, make it stronger.
Exactly.
You know?
You see,
you may have a younger guy, but he has young thoughts also. He has...
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He wants to do certain things and so forth and so forth. I was surprised the kid is 44, but he looks like 20 years of age.
Yeah, he look young. He look young.
Man, I was surprised. And I am... how long Dr. Mitchell was in power? 20 years? 27 years.
More like 30, 35.
Yeah, but he must have served about 27 years altogether, I think, as being in office. He been in parliament for 30-something years. But he wasn't always the prime minister, you know?
Right, right.
He missed 4 years or 5 years.
Yeah, so he got a 2-15, he got 3 like that. So if you check it out, that is 15 years already. He knew about 27 years altogether as a prime minister. You know, and people say, oh, he ain't do nothing for Grenada. I wouldn't say that, Stretch.
Oh, come on.
I would never say that.
No way.
Maybe, you know, if definitely not. You know, I was listening to a man in Grenada again, and I hear him say that the man don't care about Grenada. I say, I think anybody in the right man would run for a government of a country prime minister and don't care about the country. We may not be agree with certain things that they might do.
But you can't please everybody.
Definitely not, you know. But, you know, the dark of the time, I wish them luck. And if we had to turn a new leaf.
Yep.
In every situation, there is a loser, there is a winner.
Yep. But I wish this young man all the best, but I will miss the dog. No, I ain't going to lie about that.
He's still there. He's in parliament.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won his seat.
Yeah, leader of the opposition. Yeah, that's true,
he's
too.
In parliament. You know, so people would see him still, you know.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. Gemma, is there anything you want to jump in and say?
Well, I want to, of course, congratulate our new Prime Minister, Deacon Mitchell. The way I remember his name, Deacon, I say he's not a priest, he's a deacon. Okay. So, you'll never forget his name now.
Okay.
So it's Deacon Mitchell, and I want to congratulate him and wish him, on behalf of the Spice Island Cultural Festival,
right.
I want to wish him the best of success.
And he's got to come up here 1 year.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to want him to come to Montreal for next year, Spice Island Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell came in 2019 and he really thought it was, actually saw, you know, what we are doing and really gave us the green light. And we expect the same from Prime Minister Deacon Mitchell. And, you know, I just also want to say, Thank you to Dr. Keith Mitchell.
Yes.
And, you know, to his constituency. And I'm so happy that he's still going to run he's still the parliamentary representative for St. George's Northeast.
Right.
And also that he is the leader of the opposition. So he's not gone. He's just taking a back seat.
Right. He will still have a voice.
Yes. So on behalf of the Spice Island, and I hope I can say that, I want to say thank you, Dr. Mitchell, for the love. And also, I would really like to do a shout out to the Minister of Culture, Yolande Bain Horsford, who unfortunately did not win her seat, but who has always been a great supporter of the Spice Island Cultural Festival. So I would like to offer our thanks to her and good luck in her new endeavors.
All right. So we've covered that. Anything else, Doggy, you want to add? And then we'll see what Miss Joel Jones.
Well, the only thing I would talk about basically is going back to what we're doing here in Montreal. Because that's where the activity zone is for us right now.
Right.
And it's our big activity coming up on the 9th of July. The 8th of July, as Gemma explained to you, is the celebrity. I'm sure you're going to be in that. And you definitely would be invited to that.
Who dog you talking to?
I'm talking to Howard Stretch Car. Right? and also, the night after, we have, so, you know, we have a jam-packed weekend. And that's what we do. And again, Stretch is all about Grenada because we never was partisan and it was all about Grenada. So we had explained that all over and we have done it and we continue to do it and will continue. We only hope that we get the support that we need because we've been really supported well by the past administration.
You will. I get that feeling.
And I hope,
between you and Jim, I hope you can invite that athlete you have from Grenada that is making Grenada's, putting Grenada's name on the world of sport.
Oh, Kirani James.
Yes, Kirani, you need to show him off a little. Bring him here. Bring him here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I would love to bring him here. Yeah, and he's only he's in the States. Right?
Yes, yes.
He's in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Virginia.
I just wanted to say something else to Stretch because it's only two of us here, Gemma and me, you know? Mm-hmm. But I just want to say too that we have a real team, a small team. It's not a lot of us that working on the Spice Isle Cultural Day Association of Quebec, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just want to give a real nice shout out to all the other members too, because they've been really putting in a lot. I mean, you see Gemma and me as the front page here now.
Right.
But we have a few nice people in the back who has been doing a fantastic job, you know?
But Grenada was always like that, my friend. As long as I can remember. You know, always had a good, strong team. And I admire you guys about that.
Yeah.
And I really think we should give a shout out to the young members, you know, our succession plan, the young members of the Spice Island Cultural Festival, like Kizzy and Terry Ann and Olga and Kathy Stanislaus and Jenny and, you know, all the people who really worked. These young people got together and put on that blocko yesterday. Mm. And I just think I would like to, on behalf of Doggies and myself, I'd like to say thank you to them. They did an exceptional job. They were sold out. They had so much food. They were on the grill. And Terry, one of the fathers, helped us so well. So thank you to everybody. And Girlie, who's a Doggie's wife. We got the whole family involved now.
Good.
So, you know, I want to say thank you to them.
And thank you
to Jewel, of course.
We're going to talk to Jewel just now, but I got to get this
Yvonne.
In. I got to get this in. You can thank the police with their 7 carloads of police officers.
Oh, man.
You know?
Listen.
That was bad. That was terrible. Yes,
that was a
real embarrassment. And you know what I thought, Stretch?
Yeah.
And I'm glad you bring it up, you know. Because you know what it looked like yesterday? Like that was the biggest drug bust.
Yes. That's what they're looking for. Oh, man.
And you know that's a very busy intersection there. All the cars coming off the highway, coming out from Lachine, it's a very busy spot.
Yes.
A lot of people pass there, man.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, we had about 15 cops just descend on us with RCMP police to say, well, what's going on? And then everybody had a different
RCMP?
Let me tell you, there were three cars of RCMP police.
RCMP. Border security.
Man, you got
border security with a big round hat. I said, wait a minute. Then they said,
all the detachments.
Yeah. And they said, we got a call that there was noise. I said, so you send the RCMP because
there's some
music playing on St. John Baptist Day. You're going to send 15 cops to investigate. Then they say, oh, no, we weren't really coming
they
here.
They should be ashamed
we were
of themselves.
Going down by the water.
Yeah,
and when
right.
we passed, we saw a lot of people, so we stopped just to investigate.
Yes, right.
They were all up in
They should
in
be ashamed
place.
Of themselves. And we need to send
definitely.
A letter off to Mr. Premier. Okay?
I think we should. Definitely will.
We should. You know,
for real, yeah.
Yes, because I mean, 7 carloads of the border police, the RCMP. RCMP have other jobs to do.
They have every detachment. Every detachment from the police was there, man.
My God.
The police, those in uniform, those without uniform,
unmarked
cars, everything. They surrounded the whole building stretch.
Yeah.
For what? What are they looking for?
They went back to the restaurant. They went inside the restaurant. Oh, beat it.
I was at the front thinking that they were only at the front.
No, man.
When I looked around, they surrounded the building, man.
My God.
I don't know if you know how the Greens is.
I know. I've seen, yeah.
Okay. At the back of the Greens, there is no place to go. There is a wooden fence.
My
you understand?
God.
So they surround the whole Green. So if you're in the parking lot, you're just stuck in the parking lot for whatever reason. They are alone.
And what time was this? What time was this? 8:30?
8:30, yeah. 8:30, 8:20 to 9.
My God. No, as you
and
guys.
Everybody else was having the St. Jean-Baptiste party.
Exactly.
With no problems, but some black people having, and I'm gonna use that.
You have to use that.
I have to use the race card. There were children playing. There were a lot of women, all dressed nicely. The music was playing. People were eating.
My
and
God.
And here they come. Vroom, 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 vroom. Everybody out of the cars, scared the daylights
out of
the
But of course,
kids.
I would have run too.
Of course.
Scared the daylights out of everybody. I went up to them. I said, what is this? What's going on?
My you know? God.
They got 2 calls about noise.
Noise, yeah,
so
right.
So you send the RCMP
right.
and Border Security.
Right. Border Security.
Then they tell us, oh, no, because 20 turn off his music and they kill the vibe completely.
Of course.
And so they said, no, no, no. You can put on the music. You can play till 10 o'clock.
No.
So what are you doing here at 8:30?
Yeah. You know,
it was terrible.
The mayor of Montreal should be ashamed of herself to encourage. I don't say she encourages, but if they knew they could have done that and get away with it, they knew that they could do it. Because, I mean, come on. When does it stop? I thought they had slowed down on this aggressiveness with the police force. But I'm glad you Grenadians always do things more than everybody. You got the border police, you got the RCMP, you got plain clothes, you got the MUC police, whatever. When they raid a Jamaican thing, you know, every man coming in there, you know, it's only one police force. But you get the SQ,
we do things in a big way.
I know.
Everybody.
Oh, God. That is something
and
else.
They all, you know, we even offer them, would you like some chicken?
Yeah.
And they're saying, why, is it jerk chicken? Yeah, yeah, you want some jerk chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just had supper.
Yeah, right. Right.
Then they start to get very friendly.
Oh, yeah, because they realize that what they did was totally wrong.
Yes,
anyway,
yes.
I have 8-10 minutes to go. Joel, you wanna jump in and say something before we go?
Listen, last night, I'm an afterthought person. Usually, when something happened, and I see what happened, and then maybe I come home and I think about the whole situation. Right. If you remember clearly, Legault was on the news and he told us we are not on the same level.
We who?
We are not on the same level as the French people.
Oh, okay.
So, in other words, you know, I mean, like, why are you celebrating St. John Baptiste Day when you are not on the level with the French people?
Okay.
So, you know, like, they see a crowd of black people having fun, you know, doing the same thing that the whites are doing. We as Quebecers, we have the right to celebrate St. Jean-Baptiste Day like everybody else.
I agree with that. Yeah.
I want to tell Legault, I'm in this country 53 years, Monday coming. 53 years I was in this country. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I am just as much a Quebecer as anybody else. I'm just a Quebecer as the mayor. I'm just a Quebecer as Legault. Whatever he gets, I'm supposed to get. I'm a Canadian citizen. My children are born here. My grandchildren are born here. My great-grand is born here. So what makes me different to the French? Tell me that.
I have no answer to that, but one question.
So I see that's a sort of a political thing. You know, just to come up and indirectly tell you, well, look, you're not listening to Legault. I mean, you guys are black. What are you doing celebrating St. John Baptist Day? You're black and English. Get out of here.
But, you know,
that's the way I see it. And I'm willing to say it on a panel. I don't care. I tell them that.
Yeah, but it's the truth. The truth is the truth.
The truth is the truth.
I remember in my younger days, we could have had We had our party, Quebecois party, going like nothing up on Victoria. No police, no nothing.
There you go.
So what's happening now?
The reason why they didn't come up on Victoria, don't forget, Victoria is a wide open space. And everybody's looking. Everybody live around there. But that area is very off to the side and it's very more private in that corner. So you're only seeing when the cars come in and, you know, you don't see many people walking around there, you know. But how embarrassing is that? I mean, I was inside the restaurant. I look up and I saw all these police showing up. So I said, wait, are they fighting back there? Because I wasn't, you know, I didn't go around to see what was happening. I said, they're fighting or something? Who called the police, you know? And only to realize that we're just checking.
Right.
You know? And then, you know, you should have given them the chicken. You really should have given them the chicken. And I mean, give them the chicken, the bones, everything.
Everything.
Because that's what they come for. Get them everything. You know?
Yeah, I have a few more minutes to go. There's a young lady sitting there. Is that Yvonne? Yvonne, would you like to say something, my dear?
Yvonne, take off your mute. You're mute. Take it off. Unmute.
Yeah, Yvonne, you got it.
Hello, good evening.
Hello,
this
good evening.
This is the first time I've been hearing about it.
Yes.
I didn't realize all this took place.
Mm-hmm. Hearing about
that. But I'm not surprised.
No.
Why not?
Because of all that is going on politically, all that Legault is talking about.
Okay.
I don't expect nothing different, and it's going to be more.
It's going to get worse, I feel. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now with Bill 96, oh, my God, boy. Oh, Lord.
The picnic is coming up the 16th of July.
Mm. Are they going to do the same thing?
And everything that we are going to partake of, we're going to see this happening.
I feel so, too.
Because we are not, as he put it, we are not on the same level.
That's right. We don't belong, you know. You pay your taxes for so many years, and they're telling you right out, you don't belong here.
Yep.
So, you know, you didn't sit on welfare from morning till night. You work hard, and you pay your bills, and you gave to the country, and they're telling you now that you're not on the same level. I mean, what are you trying to say that I'm not on the same level? You know. I don't know, since we're on the political side of things, you can stop me, Stretch, because I don't know to the extent what we can discuss and what we can't, but...
We don't want to get too personal about it. Right. You've said
I want to change the subject a bit and talk about the overturning of Roe and Wade. What do you think about that?
The overturning of who?
Roe and Wade, the abortion law.
You know,
that's a touchy subject.
That's too far?
No, it's not touchy, but, you know, I have no interest because it's a soap opera that I don't know where it's going to end.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? So I leave that alone. I leave that to my nephews and nieces and what have you. I am worried about Montreal. I'm worried about they bringing.
So what if I get pregnant, Stretch?
Mm-hmm.
What are I gonna do?
Well, if you get pregnant, come back to Montreal
and have the abortion.
Exactly, exactly. All those people living in Plattsburgh, don't worry. You come to Montreal. We like your money, and we will give you the service.
All right.
I mean, Jesus.
So keep that in mind. Well, thank God I don't have that to worry about.
What? No, I mean, America is a bit cuckoo-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord,
like somebody was saying, they can't even regulate gun control, but they're going to regulate a woman's uterus.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. That uterus don't shoot nobody.
No.
You don't kill nobody that way. You
see, that is a big contradiction in U.S. Anyhow you look at it.
Right.
They impose on other people.
Yeah.
And the things that they can't even impose on their own.
They won't.
Exactly. I mean, exactly.
Look at gun control, as Gemma rightly stated. Look at guns, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't regulate gun, but a set of old man in parliament want to tell a young woman what she could do and what she can't do. Is old man doing that.
But you know another thing that killed me with them American politicians, all of them sleeping with the young secretaries and the young people running
around. What are they going to do if something happened? What are they going to send there? To Canada?
They're going to say it wasn't me.
You see, no, Clarence Thomas say he want to take it further, you know. He want to ban contraceptive and same-sex marriage and something else, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he can. To that level. Having kids out of wedlock.
Yep.
Uh oh.
Yes.
What is this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go to jail if you have a kid out of wedlock.
Okay.
Back in the days, you see, these are some people who are kind of fanatically religious too.
Yeah, true.
And they want to impose on us their interpretation of religion and
Christianity
and whatever,
you know?
Yeah.
You
see?
Anyway, folks, I gotta go.
I'm glad to give me the opportunity to speak about that, Stretch, because that is really bothering me. And I'm hoping it stay at the border.
It has to stay. It has to stay at the border. No, we're not into that. Say what you want about Trudeau. We're not into that.
No, we ain't going that road at all.
Well, folks, I must say I am grateful.
Oh, wait a minute. Give me 2 minutes. Give me two minutes.
We don't have that. What is it? Okay. Quick.
I was talking about the church, the service this Sunday for Jim Bennett.
Yes, tomorrow.
Jim Bennett.
I was going to.
At 6 o'clock.
Yes. Okay, all right. 6 o'clock, Mr. Reverend
Archdeacon Jim Bennett, St. Paul's Church.
Yes, I will talk about that at around 5:30 this afternoon. So we got to go. Folks, I thank you all very much for an interesting conversation.
Thank you, Stretch. Thank you.
We will bring it up again, all right?
Thanks.
Okay, no problem.
Don't forget, you know, donations to CKUT.
Donations.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Take care.
Bye.
You may cut off whenever you're ready, Miss Gemma.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Cinema Politica is thrilled to announce the theatrical release of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardot. The film opens on June 17 in 4 theaters in Montreal: Cinéma Public, Cinéma du Musée, Cinémathèque Québécoise, and Cinéma Moderne, with the director and special guest in attendance at select screenings. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest Black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first Black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects history to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. This release is co-presented by Desta Black Youth Network, Tyndale St. George's Community Center, Canteen Bergs, and Makisia Solo. For more information and tickets, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.